This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really excited about the level of government regulator that we have. So we've always had this conference in Washington, D.C. because it's easier to get government officials to speak when it's right down the street from where they work. So for this year's agenda is highlighted by we're going to have an open conversation style session, keynote session with SEC commissioners Allison Herron Lee and Hester Peirce.
That was Dave Lefort, Managing Director at Compliance Week. In this podcast, we take a deep dive into Compliance Week 2022 National Conference, some of the highlights, and why you should attend this first conference since the pandemic. The FCPA Compliance Report is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. This is Tom Fox, and today I have with me a special edition. I have with me Compliance Week Managing Director Dave Lefort, and we are going to take a deep dive into Compliance Week 2022. Dave, first of all, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me today.
Thank you, Tom. I'm glad to be here, and I'll be extra glad to see you in a few weeks at the National Conference.
Dave, I think we're both equally excited about Compliance Week 2022 this year. Obviously, it's the first full compliance conference in over 2 years because of the pandemic. But as significant as that is, you've got just a chock full of outstanding speakers lined up to talk. You've got corporations with really the depth and breadth of American business coming to attend the conference. We've got a huge slate of vendors who have lots of new things to show us for the first time in a couple of years. So I wanted to maybe start with the keynotes, because you seem to me to really go out of your way to bring in literally the top regulators and can give solid information to the compliance community in a way we typically don't get, because we don't get to hear those folks. So I was wondering if you might be able to start with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are less than, you know, as we tape this on April 28th, we are less than 3 weeks away from the start of the conference. So we are in full planning mode. We're just dotting our last I's, crossing our last T's. Delegate sales are still open, so there's still time. We are filling up the exhibit area. We've had to expand that twice to fit the number of exhibitors that we want to be able to showcase. And I don't know, we're just overall super excited. But as you mentioned, I'm really excited about the level of government regulator that we have. So we've always had this conference in Washington, D.C. because it's easier to get government officials to speak when it's right down the street from where they work. So for this year's agenda is highlighted by we're going to have an open conversation style session, keynote session with SEC commissioners Allison Herron Lee and Hester Peirce. So, and Lee in particular, she announced she was leaving the SEC, I think, in June. So this might be one of the last times she speaks publicly, or it'd be the last time she speaks to this audience anyway, this audience of compliance practitioners. And, you know, they've got a ton to talk about between the latest ESG proposed climate-related disclosures. I mean, that's top of mind for everybody, and that's across our agenda. We already know that both that Lee and Peirce have much different viewpoints on that. You have one commissioner who's fully in favor, along with the chairman Gary Gensler, of these disclosures, and they want to make this information about how a company is impacting the environment. They want to make that transparent to investors, to all stakeholders. Whereas, you know, the other commissioner is a little bit wary of the validity of the data. So it'll be fun to hear them talk about that, among other things. Also on the agenda for that day is a keynote with Assistant U.S. Attorney General Kenneth Polite. He is the head of the criminal division of the DOJ. So he and his team are responsible for maintaining the DOJ's evaluation of corporate compliance program. So you better believe he'll be talking about that in particular. That's undergone a few changes over the last few years. And I believe he will be speaking on that topic during his session. Now, he's also uniquely qualified to address this audience because he's a former chief compliance officer himself. So that'll be one. That's one that I'm really looking forward to. We also have from OFAC in the Treasury, Lawrence Scheiner. Sorry, he's the associate director of compliance and enforcement at Treasury at OFAC. Excuse me. So he'll be talking on day three as part of a panel on navigating international sanctions. And of course, you know, the thing that's top of mind in terms of sanctions is Russia. So and the thing about this panel in particular is it's going to be closed to the media. So this is a practitioners only session. So only the people in the room will be getting his pearls of wisdom. So not even Compliance Week will be able to cover that. So we've agreed to not record that session. So anyway, it's just, you know, and those are just three. There are a few more regulators on the agenda. We've got a U.S. attorney from New Jersey, I believe. So we are very privileged to get this level of regulator, and we're privileged to be in DC, and we're privileged to be able to hold this event in person for the first time in 3 years. The COVID numbers again are going down, and you better believe I look at DC numbers on a daily basis. For the record, they dropped 3% over the last week. So we're super excited about all of it.
Dave, it's not listed as a keynote, but frankly, for me, it's a keynote, and that's a fireside chat where Mary Inman is going to interview John Carreyrou, author of Bad Blood, Wall Street Journal reporter who broke the Theranos story. I was wondering if you could tell us a few words about that particular presentation, because I really view that as a true highlight for me.
Yeah, it's going to be great to hear John talk about Theranos, and in particular, you know, he also covered the Elizabeth Holmes trial. Now that sentencing hasn't happened yet, and you know, it'll be interesting to get his take on what he thinks a fair sentence might be, and what he thinks about how the trial played out in particular. And there's also, you know, there's still a lot to unpack from the Elizabeth Holmes story itself. Like there's a Showtime dramatization that is that's currently playing out. I think at least one or two documentaries produced about it. This is the Theranos story is this generation's Enron for this generation of compliance as the cautionary tale. The level of widespread fraud and how intentional it was to keep certain functions and certain people siloed is incredibly fascinating, but it's also a true cautionary tale of how this kind of thing can actually happen. You've got an entire board of directors at Theranos that Elizabeth Holmes had essentially wrapped around her finger. You know, they would ask questions that would probe at certain, you know, lack of data from Elizabeth Holmes. And she was able to just shrug it off, and the board would go along with it because of the potential that they saw in her and in the company, in what she promised that they could do. And, you know, as you had mentioned, John Kerry was the one who blew the lid off the whole thing, thanks to the help of a whistleblower. And even that, even his personal story about how Theranos fought him over this. I mean, they sicked, you know, all of their lawyers on him and the journal. And so I'm sure he'll talk about that as well, what that experience was like for him. So yeah, there's definitely a lot more to unpack with that.
Dave, you've got a number of panels at Compliance Week, and I'm really not going to ask you to go into the specific panels because we're doing that in another podcast series, but you've got a couple of other presentations that I really wanted to highlight. And the first is workshops. And these are opportunities for compliance professionals or other attendees to literally take a deep dive into specific practice areas. So I was wondering if you could maybe talk about the overall structure of the workshops and how that's going to benefit the compliance professional, the chief compliance officer, or those who are dealing with this in their companies.
Yeah, so the workshops, this is something new that we're trying this year. We've done pre-conference workshops before. However, those were always separate admission items. These workshops are actually part of the conference. So on day one, the conference actually kicks off with these workshops. So at between 1 and 4 p.m., so it's a three-hour workshop with a networking break in the middle and a lunch just before it. And we're doing four deep dives, okay? So there's one deep dive on compliance's role in ESG and corporate social responsibility. So that is something that is incredibly top of mind. And, you know, there's one on managing how to build the right training program for your business. There's one on a quantitative data-driven approach to measuring the effectiveness of your compliance program. And then there's one on navigating the global regulatory environment. So you choose one of those four sessions, and what you get is it's not a lecture. It's not a there's nobody that's going to be dictating information to you. It is a collaborative a collaborative workshop session where there will be facilitators in the room. There will be subject matter experts in the room. But the idea is going to be for everybody to participate. So these are meant to be highly participatory workshops where you can learn from each other, but in a more structured environment. So we all know that a lot of networking happens at cocktail hours and post-event dinners and at coffee breaks in the middle of conferences, but these are sort of intentional networking and collaboration opportunities built into the conference as on very specific topics. So you're already with alongside people, practitioners who have the same concerns as you, and they're battling they're trying to solve the same problems as you are. So we're really excited about these workshops because we've never done this type of format as part of the regular conference agenda. So we thought this was the right way to kick off the conference this year because people haven't had the opportunity to network in the same room for, you know, close to 3 years now. And we thought this would set the right tone right off the bat. And I think the topics that we've nailed down here, navigating sanctions, how to measure the effectiveness of your program, what is the right way to train your employees, and what is compliance's role in ESG, and what should compliance's role be in ESG? Those are we chose those topics intentionally because those are where our research showed that practitioners, more than anything else, need and want answers for.
We'll be right back with more from Dave Leifort on Compliance Week 2022 after this message from our sponsor. Answers for. Dave, you've also got a presentation, or a series of presentations, rather, that are entitled Conversation Rooms. And you have, I believe, four separate rooms set up. Could you describe what this is?
Sure. So these conversation rooms are, they're unique to, so any all of our other events, they don't include this, but conversation rooms are small boardroom type setup. So picture a boardroom with a horseshoe shaped table where you've got 12 to 15 practitioners sitting around the table. It's close to vendors, close to consultants, close to the media, so close to Compliance Week staff. And it's essentially a very small room session, again, on a super specific topic where practitioners can gather and again, share learnings, share best practices, share similar problems that they're trying to solve. And the beauty of these is that they're small, they're intimate. You can get to know new people. So these aren't the same people you're talking to. I think I can speak for a lot of people where, you know, I'm in Zoom meetings almost throughout the day, and I'm talking to mostly the same people. So this is an opportunity to talk with a different group of people. These are people who you wouldn't necessarily otherwise get a chance to interact with and to interact with in person. As always, this conference has had one of the things that we're very proud of about this event is we have attendees and delegates that come from cross industry. So this is not a financial services compliance conference. This is not a healthcare compliance conference. This is not a data privacy or a cybersecurity compliance conference. This is cross industry. So we've got representatives from, for example, FedEx, Microsoft, General Electric, Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, Lockheed Martin, Pepsi, Cigna, Zoom, Best Buy, Home Depot, TikTok is even here. So in other words, you're getting input and feedback and networking opportunities with a incredibly diverse cross-section of practitioners in a similar role that you're in, but not necessarily in the same industry. So they're going to have different perspectives, but you might have shared challenges that you can learn from each other for. And that's the purpose of these conversation rooms, is to have that small, intimate setting where you can sort of network and share those things.
Dave, several of the people I've interviewed who are speaking or presenting at Compliance Week have said not only that they want to see us, our colleagues, our friends that we haven't physically seen in a couple of years, but they wanted to be able to sit down and interact with vendors, with other compliance professionals, and really take advantage of being in a face-to-face situation. So I wanted to use that to introduce or ask, will there be places and spaces where you can sit down and have a cup of coffee and maybe talk to someone? Will there be a vendor room with a large, or hopefully a large number of vendors, but you know, you're not rushed and you get a 30-second pitch, but you can sit down and have a 5, 10, 20-minute conversation. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I need. Do you have this? Will they really have the opportunity for those face-to-face interactions that we've literally missed for 2 years?
Yeah, and you know what? Absolutely. So there's a whole exhibit hall area that we've actually had to expand two times over the last 2 months because we've had so many vendors interested in being present and having a booth present and being able to talk to their clients face to face for the first time in 3 years. So yes, there's an exhibit area that's going to be open for I think 12 hours a day for 3 straight days, and there are a number of networking opportunities besides that where you can mingle with these folks who have products and services to offer that maybe you never even knew you needed. There are, you know, over the course of the last 2 years, there have been a number of new challenges that have emerged. And of course, a number of new technology solutions have emerged as well. So I'll bet that people will see something that they didn't know that even was even existed, or a solution that that wasn't around a couple of years ago. I mean, if we've got, you know, 1/3 of our sponsors are sponsoring with Compliance Week for the first time in person. And that's because, for the most part, the companies didn't exist a couple of years ago. So there are a lot of new players in the space. In addition, the vendors will have a session that is specific to them and to what they have to offer. It's called a roundtable session. So on day two, I think it's right before the cocktail hour. So you can get your cocktails a half an hour early if you go into the vendor roundtable room. So where you can, there's sort of it's a speed dating type situation where you can spend 20 minutes at a table and see what each vendor has to offer while, you know, enjoying a cocktail at the end of the day. So yes, there'll be plenty of networking opportunities with sponsors, but no pressure either. So it's not, you know, we want to retain the atmosphere of this is a practitioner first, a content first environment. So we're very intentional about, you know, where the vendors are set up and the availability, and where, you know, they're not going to be in your face, but at the same time, there'll be plenty of opportunities to interact and see what they have to offer.
And Dave, I was wondering if you might be able to give us a sense of the breadth and scope of attendees at the event. And I'm aware of it. And really, I see a cross section of U.S. businesses, not limited to any specific industry or even area. So can you tell us about really that, the breadth and scope of those who are going to attend?
I just listed a bunch of companies that are already registered. And we've got almost, I think the tally this morning was about 450 people that we know are going to be attending. So we've got folks from banking industry. We've got folks from hedge funds. We have folks from manufacturing, technology companies. Pharma is heavily represented. Some of the biggest companies in the world, companies like Microsoft, companies like FedEx, Best Buy, Home Depot, Zoom is going to be there. And then, of course, you know, we have representatives from the big four accounting and consulting firms, PwC, EY, Deloitte, and I'm missing one. I don't know why. Which one did I miss? KPMG, excuse me. Yes, KPMG. So yeah, they'll all be there. You know, Western Union, Fannie Mae, Delta. So it goes across industry. We've got a good representation even from international. So there'll be, I think, 15% of our attendees right now that are registered. Again, this is as of April 28th, come from overseas. So there is, while it's primarily North American, there is a cross section of attendees that are coming from overseas. So you not only get the national perspective, you also get the international perspective with that.
So Dave, we've got a few minutes left. What would be the best way for someone to find out more about the conference, or really any of the topics you've touched on in this podcast?
So I would invite them to go to the conference website. And this year it's ComplianceWeekNational.com. So it's very simple. We've made it very easy, and it's all there on the homepage, where you can see the brochure, you can see the agenda, the agenda includes all the speakers and all the topics and all the companies represented. If you're registered for the conference, you can actually book. You can actually pre-register for sessions. So if sessions fill up, you're going to want to pre-register for those ones. So anything that's outside the general session is we're at a little bit of a space crunch. So we are encouraging people to pre-register for sessions. But in any case, if you haven't signed up yet, go to ComplianceWeekNational.com. I know that Tom's going to be giving out a special code for a discount. There's still time to sign up. It's April 28th now. The conference starts on May 16th. I just booked my plane ticket from Boston today. It's still cheap. It was less than $300. So I would encourage you to check out the website there, check out the agenda. You can see what is there to do around the JW Marriott. It is literally right on the National Mall. So it's a great time of year to visit. You can, you know, go for a nice walk at night. You can visit any of the Smithsonian museums. It's a just a great time. Even the Nationals are in town. So we're talking about going to a Nationals game on Sunday afternoon, the Compliance Week staff anyway. So it's just a great time to
go Astros.
Yeah. You had to get that in there, didn't you? Yeah. It's a great time to be in DC. So yeah, please, if you don't know, if you're just learning about the conference for the first time, check out ComplianceWeekNational.com. There's information on how to get in touch with us. There's information on who's speaking and when they're speaking. There's pricing, all of it.
So let me just add, a lot of the best conversations I've had, Dave, are in the 19th hole after the day's events, where lots of people will come in and have a drink either after the conference or after a dinner. But there's lots of great conversations in the bars and the common areas, informal conversations, get to know your colleagues. If you have questions, you can throw it out without fear of retribution or attestation and get some answers.
Yes.
But some of these informal chats are really some of the best times I've had. So you can really take advantage of not simply the wealth of Compliance Week's knowledge, but the wealth of the compliance community on a worldwide basis. So I hope our listeners will, if you haven't signed up yet, I have, and I'm greatly looking forward to it. And I hope if you have not, you'll take a look at this, the link. We're going to link to these sites in the show notes. Take a look, use the discount code, and I hope that you will join us in a couple of weeks now, May 16 to 18 in Washington, D.C. for Compliance Week 2022.
Yes, and you better believe the bar will be open. So it's called the 1331 Bar and Lounge. It's on the third floor of the JW. Not that I'm keeping track. Not that that's the first place I went to when I visited during the summer. But yes, it's always a great experience. And you're right. The post day or the post conference mingling and just, you know, relaxing at the bar and having a drink and sharing stories with colleagues is, you know, it's something that everybody's missed the last 2+ years. And it's something that, you know, I'm really looking forward to. And I know others are as well.
This is Tom Fox again. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the FCPA Compliance Report. More importantly, I hope you will plan to join myself and a host of other compliance professionals on May 16 to May 18 in Washington for Compliance Week 2022. Listeners to this podcast have a special discount code, which we've listed in the show notes. This is going to be the first time we have all been able to get together, literally since the pandemic. So I hope you will take this opportunity to join me, Dave Lafort, and many, many others at Compliance Week 2022. Hope you'll join me again next week, where I have a very interesting interview with Claire Warledge about internal audit, data visualization, and data analytics. The FCPA Compliance Report is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.